Continuing with the halachas of the changes in tefillah, which we have for the Seres HaMitshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Seres HaMitshuva, and Yom Kippur. So we discussed the halachas of HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. So besides those are Medina the Gemara, the Ka'anim came along and added four Hosafos into our Shmoneh Esrei, which we say in the first paragraph of Shmoneh Esrei, we add Zachreinu. And we had Michaloich on the second one, we had Uksoiv in Moedim, and we had Masefer in the last Brach, in the Brach of Sim Shalom. Since these are instituted by the Ga'onim, they're not Medina the Gemara, they're not Ma'akev. So a person forgot them, he doesn't have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say a person did forget them and wants to go back before he finishes the Brach. So if he goes back before he finishes the Brach, he would go back and say that. So that creates a halacha in the paragraph of Moedim. So you say Uksoiv, or you should say Uksoiv, a person forgot to say Uksoiv. He already says the last paragraph. In the last paragraph, Hashem's name is mentioned, the word Kael is mentioned. So the question is, does he go back and say, when he goes back and says Uksoiv, and he says that paragraph again, he's saying Hashem's name a second time, is that acceptable? The answer is that it is. That is mutter. It was said, even though it's going back after the bracha is finished, going back after he already says bracha to Hashem, at the end of the bracha, he doesn't go back anymore. Until he gets to that point that he says Baruchat Hashem, he would go back and say it, and then say the rest of the bracha, rest of the paragraph as it's supposed to be said. We also have one more Hosafa which we add on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur itself in the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh, in the third bracha Shmoneh Esrei. We add a long paragraph of Bechein Tein Pachtecha, and those paragraphs, it's only really one long thought. And that is added in. That's also not ma'akev. If a person forgot to say it, he was, right away he said instead of after Mechai Mesim, instead of saying B'chein Tein Pachtecha, he says Atah Kadosh, and he finishes off the paragraph. As long as he finishes off that paragraph with HaMelech HaKadosh, he said the right thing. And the fact that he forgot B'chein Tein Pachtecha is not ma'akev. Obviously, you want to try and get it right. We have two other changes, three other changes in davening. At the end of the last bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, the Rizal, the Kabbalah, the earlier, there's a mention of a change from Hamavarech Hazamoyis Abba Shalom to Asay HaShalom. The Midrash of the Gra and others say not to make that change, and they leave the bracha as Hamavarech Hazamoyis Abba Shalom, not to Mishana from the language of the Medbeyah, which Chazar were Kaveya. And that is the minhag of the yeshiva. So whoever is davening for the omid during the session, mitzvah should be aware that the minhag of the yeshiva is to say hamavarech esamoyis haba shalom, not osah shalom. Even though you'd be used to saying that in the shul, but the minhag of the yeshiva is to say hamavarech esamoyis haba shalom, even during a session mitzvah. But in regards to this minhag, in order to have this idea of saying osah shalom, this is a special time of osah shalom. So at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, when in your private Shmoneh Esrei, you take the three steps back, you say osah shalom, you say osah shalom. At the end of Kaddish, also, instead of saying Osei Shalom, it's Osei HaShalom. In Kaddish, we also change from Le'ela, mean call, to Le'ela, mean me call. There are supposed to be 28 words in that paragraph, which is the number of Kayach. Some people have a minute before Kaddish, they tell Yigal no Kayach Hashem, Kashad Dibar to Lamor. We're giving Kayach to Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Mashpi in the world through saying the Kaddish. So that in that paragraph, there are 28 words. So if we change Layla and we add another Layla, Kodesh Baruch Hu is way beyond, we have to change the words, we have to change something else. So Mina Kol, which is two words, becomes Mi Kol, which is one word. Is the correct Nusach Layla? Le'ela or Le'ela Ule'ela. So the Matzah Frayim says the correct nusach is Le'ela without a vav. The Art School Shiva says not like that. The Mishabura seems to say not like that. That's where he's coming from. But the Matzah Frayim seems to be miskabel in the Yeshiva is that the correct nusach is Le'ela, not Le'ela Ule'ela. One last thing which we do different than davening, besides the Bino Mokeno, which is Shir Amalos, the Mima Makim. So Shiramal Fimamakim Api Kabbalah is said after Yishtabach, before going into before saying the Kaddish. Api Halacha, that's a questionable place to put it. To be masik between Yishtabach and the Kaddish and Birchas Kriya Shema. It's a question place to put Al Pi Kabbalah. That's where it's put, where it's placed. So again, the minhag of many many shuls is to place it over there. Minhag yeshiva is not so. The minhag of yeshiva here, when the yeshiva gadol is in charge, is not so. The high school, whatever reason, seems to yes put it there. I'm not sure what the minhag is supposed to be in the yeshiva. We'll have to ask Rabbi Lapiansky a final psak on that. But the minhag is it's questionable to place it over there. The minhag of the factor shul is place it over there. You walk into a place that says not putting it there. What do you mean? That's part of davening. It's other way around. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean putting it there? Is really the question. How halachically is quite questionable to place it over there. But there is such a minhag, and it's alpi. It's Bihari Kodesh. It's alpi Kabbalah. It's not. I'm not shepherding, chas v'shalom. But you should understand there are two men hugging about it, and that's why there's a question what to do with that. Okay, let's have a good morning.